reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, we should offer our respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan, unto Nara Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. So this morning we're going to read text 20 of chapter 7, canto 2 of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Chapter is called Scheduled Incarnations. So the verse is on the board. You can repeat it after me, line by line.
Jeho vláda byla charakterizována jeho slávou, která se šířila do všech tří lok, do všech tří planetárních systémů a nad systémy, nad planetárními soustavami Satyaloky až do samého konce vesmíru. Když jsme se zmínili o inkarnacích Manua v prvním zpěvu, v jednom dní Brahmy existuje 14 manů, kteří se mění jeden za druhým. Tímto způsobem existuje 420 manů v jednom měsíci Brahmy a 5040 manů v jednom roce Brahmy. Brahma žije 100 svých let a to znamená, že existuje 504 tisíc manů v jednom životě Brahmy. Existuje také neomezené množství Brahmů a všichni žijí pouze během jedné periody dýchání Mahavishnua. Můžeme si snadno představit, kolik inkarnací z nejvyššího pána pracuje po celém hmotném světě, který je vlastně jenom jednou čtvrtinou celého stvoření z nejvyšší osobnosti božství. Inkarnace Manvantaru trestají ničemné vládce různých planet se stejnou silou, která patří nejvyšší osobnosti božství, který trestá ničemi silou svého disku. Inkarnace Manvantaru také rozvádí transcendentální slávy pána.
All right, so I'll go on to the next verse also. Donvantarishcha Bhagavan Svayameva Kirtir Nam nan renam pururu jam ruja ashuhanti yagye cha bhagam amritayur avavarunta ayushaveram anushashti avatirya loke.
Osobnost božství se takto proslavuje. Je stejně také vytěžil z obřadů, také vytěžil svůj podíl z obřadů a je to on, který započal vědu medicíny, tedy lékařskou vědu, neboli poznání lékařství v celém vesmíru. Význam. Srimad Bhagavatamu již bylo řečeno, že vše emanuje z prvotního zdroje osobnosti božství a proto docházíme k závěru v této sloce, že lékařská věda neboli poznání o lékařství bylo taktéž započato osobností božství ve své inkarnaci Dhanvantariho a tímto způsobem bylo toto poznání také zapsáno do Véd. Vědy jsou zdrojem veškerého poznání a to znamená, že poznání lékařské vědy je také tam zapsáno za účelem dokonalého vyléčení všech neduhů živých bytostí. Vtělené bytosti jsou podmaněny různými neduhy vzhledem vzhledem k tomu, že již mají hmotné těla. Tělo je vlastně symbolem nemoci. Nemoc se může jedna od druhé odlišovat, avšak nemoci musí být, protože stejně tak, jako musí být narození a smrt. Milostí nejvyšší osobnosti božství nejenom, že lze tyto nemoci vyléčit, tyto tělesné a dokonce i mentální nemoci vyléčit, ale navíc může být duše oproštěna od pokračování narození a smrti. Jméno Pána je zde dáno jako Bhavaušadi, což znamená zdroj vyléčení všech neduhů hmotné existence.
Mukam kroti vachalam bhangamangaya degrim yakripa dadam bande shri gurun dinatadanam. So, I thought this morning we would read a little bit more about the Manu incarnations from this book, which is the Satvata Tantra, Gaudiya Vaishnava literature. Satvata Tantra. So there's a little bit more detailed information about different Manus and also Dhanvantari's appearance. So, since you're taping this class, I suppose, then you can have on record this information to answer. Sometimes these little detailed questions come up, so there's some reference here. So, one of the great Manus is Vibhu. Mm-hmm. So this is the incarnation of the Lord, who was born as the son of a Brahmana named Veda Shirsha. And his mother is Tushita Devi. So it explains here that he was a great brahmachari. So he set this example of brahmacharya, brahmachari dharma to the whole universe. Another great Manu, who's mentioned in the Shastras, is named Satyasena. And he was the son of Dharma and the friend of King Indra. So he destroyed many yakshas and rakshasas. Then the fourth Manvantari is called Hari. And he is the one, he is the form of the Lord who rescued Gajendra, the elephant. I think you've all seen this painting. So that form of Vishnu, who is killing the crocodile and saving Gajendra, is the Manu named Hari. Then the next Manu was called Vaikuntha, and he appeared as the best of the Brahmanas. And he revealed the spiritual world at the request of Lakshmi Devi. The next Manu is called Ajita. So Ajita, he was the form of the Lord who arranged this churning of the milk ocean. You'll recall that the demigods and the demons, they both desired nectar. So it is described in Srimad Bhagavatam that they approached the Lord. So, the Lord told them to place the Mandara Parvat, the Mandara mountain, in the ocean of milk, and to wrap Vasuki, serpent, around it. So when they placed that mountain in the ocean of milk, it simply sank. Neither the demigods nor demons could lift it again. So the same Lord Ajita, he manifested the Kurma Rupa, the form of a great tortoise, who lifted from underneath that mountain back to the surface of the milk ocean. So after churning the milk ocean, many wonderful personalities and wonderful opulences appeared. And finally, Dhanvantari, who was mentioned in the second verse we read this morning, he appeared from the milk ocean bearing the golden cup of Amrita. And to cheat the demons of their share of the Amrita, the Lord manifested his Mohini Murti. Now we have some further information of other Manus which are yet to come. So, in the 8th Manvantara, that's the next age of Manu, the next, as described, Brahma's day is divided into 14 Manvantara. So, the next one will be ruled by the Manu named Sarvabhauma. Sarvabhauma. Yeah. And he's the son of Saraswati Devi. And the great Brahmana Dharmagupta. So Manu Sarvabhauma will take away the opulence of Indra and give it to Bali Maharaj, who is residing in the Patala Loka.
Velký Manu Sarvabhauma odebere veškeré vlastnictví a
Indry a předáje Valinu Maharajovi, který žije na
Pataloka. Then the Manvantar after that, Manu will be Rishabha. And he will be a great friend of Indra. At that time, the Indra will have the name Adbhuta. Because the point is that with each new Manu age, the demigods like Indra and Chandra and so on, they all change. So it's actually Manu who regulates this change, and he instructs even the demigods as to their duties and making sure that they carry them out. And the next Manvantar, the Lord will be Vishvakshena. And he will be a friend of the Indra whose name is Shambhu. And he will form a great army and kill the enemies of the demigods. The next Manvantara will be Dharmasetu. And after that, Svadhamma. And then Yogeshwar. And Yogeshwar, it says here, by his mystic power he will manifest a limitless form. So, as Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport, throughout the period of existence of this universe, there are more than 500,000 Manu incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is only within this universe. There are unlimited universes. So imagine how many Manu avatars there are. So Srila Prabhupada would often cite the appearances of the Manus to demonstrate, to point out the limitless glories of the Supreme Lord. Now when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared 500 years ago, and he returned from Gaya to Navadvip Dham. And everyone saw that he had become completely transformed. From chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which had been given to him by Ishwarapuri at Gaya. So, at this time, all the Vaishnavas of Navadvip, they flocked to the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. At first, many of the Vaishnavas we're considering him to be the most prominent Vaishnava among them. Of course, that is how Lord Chaitanya appears to the world as the best of devotees. But one evening at the house of Srivas Pandit, you may know that the Lord used to every evening go to Srivas Pandit's house with all the Vaishnavas and hold kirtan. And during these kirtans, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would exhibit wonderful symptoms of ecstasy. So on this one very special evening, Lord Chaitanya suddenly he ascended the altar in Srivas Pandit's house. Srivas Pandit had a very large altar with many Shalagram Shilas and many Vishnu Murti deities. And it is said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he pushed them all to one side and he sat down in the place of the deity. And he went into ecstasy for many, many hours. Actually, it was for a whole night and a day. And sitting there on the altar, he revealed himself to be the origin of every form of Godhead which is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. He revealed the four-armed form of Narayan. Half man, half lion form of Lord Narasimhadev. The form of Lord Buddha, the form of Lord Kalki. And the form of the Manus also. And all incarnations that are mentioned in Bhagavatam. So at this point, everybody could understand the true identity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, the origin of all avatar forms. None other than Sri Krishna. And then after this display, showing all the avatars within himself, then Lord Chaitanya, he was doing this with his eyes closed, but suddenly he opened his eyes. And he demanded that all the Vaishnavas come forward and worship him and take benediction from him. And as they came forward, the Lord was reminding them how he had saved them from different calamities in their life. For instance, he reminded Srivas Thakur that he had saved him from death when he was only 16 years old. So, Srivas Thakur, he was at that time an elderly gentleman. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not even 20 years old. So Lord Chaitanya was reminding Srivas about something which had happened even before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had appeared in this world. Srivas. When Srivas Thakur was a young man, only 16, he was quite restless and carefree. So, of course, many young men at that age, they're a bit wild. Srivas Thakur, being born in Brahmin family, he was not engaged in the activities that young men normally engage in now at that age. But it simply means that he was not taking anything very seriously. He was thinking, I am young, and I am a Brahmana, and of course Brahmana is a topmost caste. So he's thinking, everything is all right in my life. Then one night, he had a dream in which it was revealed that within 1 year's time he would die. So, after having that dream and believing it, because it was a very clear, vivid dream, then Srivas Pandit became very, very serious. And he began to chant the holy name of the Lord and study the scriptural accounts of the Lord's. And in this way he became very, very serious Vaishnava. And he was seeing no hope at all in material existence, because after all, he had only less than 1 year to live. So, on the last day of his life, he thought, let me depart from this world hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So he went to the ashram of a great pundit named Devananda. And Devananda was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam to his disciples. So Srivas Thakur sat down there, and after some time hearing Bhagavatam, he became overwhelmed with ecstasy. And in that ecstasy, he felt all the airs, the inner subtle areas of his body become blocked. Now when the prana, the air of life in the body, becomes blocked, it means now it is time to leave the body. So, absorbed in thought of Krishna, Srivas Pandit went into unconsciousness. So this was the time that had been predicted, that now he would leave his body. But then something very wonderful happened. The Lord within him, the Super Soul, interfered and maintained his life. And the Shakti, the potency of Narada Muni entered his body at that time. So then Srivas Pandit came out of his unconscious state and he was completely transformed. As you may know, it is said that Srivas Pandit, as you see him here in Pancha Tattva, is the incarnation of Narada Muni. So this is how that came to be. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he reminded Srivas Thakur of this event, which nobody else knew about. That's two different people. Srivas Pandit. So Srivas Pandit was very happy to see that the Lord of his life had now appeared in his home. It is also mentioned here that in his Dhanvantari incarnation, the Lord delivered the science of medicine to the world. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is delivering the best of all medicine, even better than what Dhanvantari delivered. This is stated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Enechi aushadi. Enechi, this word, bhavaushadi. So, enechi aushadi maya nashi bari lagi hori nama mahamantra lau tumi magi. So, we are all suffering from a very serious disease for which there has been no cure. And that disease is the disease of Maya. So today's doctors, they don't even know of such a disease. Actually, all the diseases of the world are but aspects of this main disease. It's like Srila Prabhupada once also said that all the intoxication of the world, all the liquor and marijuana and LSD, whatever it may be, it is all simply one drop within the ocean of intoxication of Maya. So similarly, our main disease is that we, as eternal beings, identify with this temporary body. So the body is temporary, so it will wither away due to different factors. This body, one, here's one body, it may die of cancer. Here's another body, it may die of AIDS. And the doctors and the scientists are working very hard, trying to come up with medicines to cure this cancer, this AIDS, and so many other things. But the fact is, the body must die. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, we must suffer. Mm-hmm. So here is the cure for that suffering. Enechi aushadi maya, nashi bari lagi, harinama, mahamantra, lautumi magi. Lord Chaitanya says that I have descended, bringing you the medicine to cure the disease of Maya. And that cure is Hari Nama Mahamantra. The chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, which gradually breaks our very deep practice. Actually, it is our, you can say it this way, it breaks our eternal attachment to the material body. That is the meaning of eternally conditioned. We are nitya bada jivas. So since all eternity, we have been attached to these this succession of material bodies, which has been given to us by Maya. When walking on two legs, we are thinking, this life is all in all. But when walking on four legs, we are thinking the same thing. Oh, this life is all in all. When walking on six legs, we are thinking, this life is all in all. When walking on eight legs, we are thinking, this life is all in all. When crawling on no legs, crawling on our belly, we are thinking, this is everything. This is all of existence. The acharyas say, our entrance into this material consciousness simply cannot be traced out. Therefore, it is called nitya, eternal.
Acharyové tedy říkají, že začátek tohoto přesného stotožňování nelze určit.
And how can one ever break out of this eternal conditioning? Especially persons like ourselves who are born in such low and fallen consciousness. But we've received this medicine in the form Harinam. And therefore, a wonderful transformation of consciousness has taken place. It is compared to coconut, green coconut, which gradually becomes ripe. As you know, the coconut fruit is this brown, hard nut. No, but when it comes from a tree, it's encased in a very large green covering. As those who have been to India, Mayapur, then you have seen that. So when a coconut is green, it is called in Bengal a dab. And at that time, coconuts, they're not good for eating, but they have a liquid, coconut water, inside, which is very good for drinking. So in the dab season, you'll see along the roadside, there are dab wallas. And so the dab wallas, for 1 rupee 50, will prepare a dab for you to drink. So with their knife, they will cut the top off the dab and expose a little hole where a straw can be put in, and you can suck out that coconut liquid. Now for those who have had experience of dabs, I don't think many have gone to India here. Handful. So when you see the green dab after it is cut open, you will not see any sign at all of that typical brown nut that we in the West have come to know is a coconut. So that is because the coconut is green. There's no distinction at that time between that the nut and the outer covering. But as the coconut ripens, then this hard inner shell forms. Mm-hmm. So later on, then this outer green part, it drops away. Or it withers up anyway, withers up and disappears, something. So now, the comparison is made that this material body is like that green covering of the coconut. And one who's in Maya, you see, just like at that time, there's no differentiation between the inner nut and the outer covering. See, we identify fully with the outer covering, this body. But when one takes to the chanting of Hare Krishna, then naturally the distinction between soul and body manifests within us. So that when this outer covering drops away, the soul remains in its own existence, firmly fixed. And you can actually, at one stage of the life of a coconut, you can take it and you can shake and you can hear that inner nut rattling inside. You know that it's there. So for a devotee of the Lord who makes advancement in chanting Hare Krishna, although he may have this material body, he knows he's not the material body. You can shake him, you can hear it inside. The soul is rattling around. So this is the cure for the material disease, Maya. And it has been delivered to us in this dark age of Kali Yuga by the supreme form of the personality of Godhead, Lord Gauranga. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahiyanya. He is none other than Sri Sri Radha and Krishna mixed together in one form. Once Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna were sitting together, and Sri Krishna was showing Radharani within a jewel. This is the nature of their pastimes. He was showing her one jewel, and within the jewel she could see, as she was turning it, all of Krishna's incarnations, all the pastimes of all the leelas of his incarnation. And finally, she saw Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in great surprise, she said, "But this one looks just like me." So Krishna just smiled. So that very combined form of Radha and Krishna, who is the source of all other incarnations, has appeared in this Kali Yuga. To deliver the topmost medicine. So all of you should be very happy. There is no thinking on these things, one sees that there is no cause at all to ever become unhappy, to ever lament for anything. So, always drinking this medicine ourselves, we should become very strong and healthy and push on Lord Chaitanya's movement everywhere. So, I will stop here. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anyone have a question? Yes, well, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is described as the Shakti Tattva. Shakti Tattva. So that means he is the effulgence of Srimati Radharani. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a great worshipper of Gaur Gadadhar. If you visit India and you go to the Yoga Peet, the site of Mahaprabhu's appearance, you will see that Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Gaur Gadadhar deities are installed. Yeah, in Yoga Peet, you got to go around the back. And it's the same place where you find Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Nishringa. Yeah, there also. But I'm just... Yoga Peet is nearby. They can easily go there and see. And in his songs, he has praised the glories of Gaur Gadadhar as being Radha Krishna very extensively. Those who are in the Gaudiya Sampradaya who are Bhajan Anandis, they often worship Gaur Gadadhar. And those who are Goshtiyanandis, preachers, they worship Gaur Nitai. Gaur Nitai's pastimes are distribution of love of Godhead, and Gaur Gadadhar's pastimes are relishing love of Godhead.
vychutnávat poměr mezi Radhou a Krishnou.
Yes.
Že Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu má 3,5 důvěrných společníků a Prabhu se tady ptá, o koho se jedná tedy v rámci té poloviny.
Yeah, so that is Madhavi Devi, who is the sister of one of the full three, Sikhi Mahiti.
Jedná se o Madhavi Devi?
Yeah, Madhavi Devi.
Jedná se o Madhavi Devi, která je sestrou jednou z tří přímých tedy a úplných společníků, který se jmenuje Sikhi Mahiti.
So Madhavi Devi is incarnation of Ananga Manjari, one of the principal gopis.
Madhavi Devi je inkarnací
Ananga Manjari.
Anangi Manjari, která je jedna z nejdůležitějších, nejdůvěrnějších gopí.
So within a Madhavi Devi's heart were always manifested the eternal pastimes of Sri Krishna and the gopis.
Srdci Madhavi Devi byly stále intimní nebo důvěrné zábavy Krishny.
So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to associate with these 3.5 intimate associates in order to relish the nectar of Sri Krishna's pastimes through discussions, because they were fully realized in them. But Madhavi Devi, she is externally appearing in a woman's body. So, due to worldly considerations, there were naturally restraints on the amount of association that Lord Chaitanya was having with her. So naturally, so therefore she said to be half. Anything else? San Goswami is some bearded Baba from India, big term. And he will appear very soon and show us the real meaning of everything. All right, I will stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.